Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Kyle Connell, and I have the privilege of serving as the missions pastor at our Lewis Center campus. Today, we're reflecting on an important truth for anyone who wants to live a life of generosity and hospitality. Everything we have, our time, our talents, and our resources ultimately belong to God. 1 Peter 4:10 says, "As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace." This verse doesn't say if you've received a gift, it says you have received a gift, meaning we all have been given something to steward. Our gifts aren't meant to be tucked away for our own benefit. They're meant to be a blessing to others and to bring glory to God. And this touches every part of our lives, our calendars, our homes, our finances, our skills. None of it is ultimately ours. It's His. Psalm 24:1 tells us plainly, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it." So when you think about generosity and hospitality, it's not about adding something extra to our lives, right? It's about stewarding what already belongs to God. And the gospel comes with a house key. Rosaria Butterfield talks about living with radically ordinary hospitality. Radically ordinary hospitality. Making our homes and our lives open. Not because it's convenient, but because it's Christ-like. She goes on to challenge us to use the gifts that we already have to welcome others, even when it's messy or costly. Honestly, when I start to view my time, my home, my resources in this way, it changes everything, right? Hospitality stops feeling like more than one thing to add to my to-do list. Instead, it becomes a joy. It's a way to worship God by serving others. Of course, listen, it's not easy. I get it. There are days I want to cling to my own comfort, but those moments that I've said yes to an unexpected dinner guest, yes to giving up a Saturday afternoon, yes to opening my home even when it wasn't perfect, those have been some of the clearest glimpses of God's kingdom at work. So today, here's a simple encouragement. What would it look like for you to steward your time, your talents, and/or your resources for someone else's good today? Maybe it's sharing a meal, offering your skills to help someone, or just simply being available to listen. Small steps matter. Small steps change lives. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for the love that you have shown to us. Thank you for everything that you have blessed us with. Lord, we're so grateful. Lord, help us to see our time and our talents and our resources as a gift from you. Help us to live open-handed, trusting that you will use what we offer for your glory. God, thanks again for your love and your graciousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.